So welcome to the Forged In Chef podcast. You're here with Noah and Lois today, and we're going to be talking about international student transitions with Harja.
Hello.
And Armin.
Hey. Armin, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself, how you've come to the university?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Romain Jean-Louis. I'm an international student. So I was born and raised in Kenya all my life. I came here for university in 2022. At the moment, I'm studying law. I'm in my final year, I'm graduating this year. I'm excited to graduate. It's been a tough degree, but I've really enjoyed it. It's very funny how things are in Kenya. Like, we have this expectation that we are going to go to university abroad, even at a young age. So I knew I was going to go somewhere. And England is pretty good for law, so I settled with England, and I chose Sheffield because it's quite a beautiful city. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Brilliant. And Hajar?
Yeah, hello, I'm Hajar, and I'm from Morocco, but I was raised in Saudi Arabia. And also, like Arman, kind of expected that I was going to go study abroad at a young age. I did go study to Morocco previously, and I come from a different background, so I did business. And then I'm here to study psychology, and it's a conversion master's. It's only available in the UK, which is why I'm here.
So Hajar, doing psychology, what are some of the things that you're involved in now at the university?
Not anything related specifically to psychology, but I am in my course, I'm a student rep. I'm also a faculty rep. And in terms of societies and clubs, I'm not part of any. I mean, I'm a member of societies, but I'm not a dedicated member. I go to events in the. Yeah, whenever I feel like it, basically, and whatever I see on the SU website. But yeah, in terms of, I just want to say something about like student rep and academic rep. I feel like every international student should join and participate if they ever get the chance to do that. So I feel like it did give me a lot of the behind the scenes of how like education in the UK works. And I think if I was to ever go back to my country, I could bring the value, especially the importance that they give to student voices and how everything is done in terms of feedback and improving student life. Mm. But yeah.
And how did you find being an academic rep, other than kind of getting an insight into the processes? Was there anything else that you felt like it kind of gave you or anything like that?
I think, yeah, it did help with leadership skills.
Okay.
And then also how to get feedback. Mm. That was like, I've never done anything like that before, so that really helped. How to communicate with the class and what kind of tools to put in place or how to get the feedback.
Yeah, because we have similar courses, so yeah. We were actually in quite the same meetings. And it did seem like you and your other academic rep on your course, you were quite involved. You seemed to get a lot of the voices from your cohort, and there did seem to be quite a lot of that feedback channel. So I can see how that maybe made you feel more known or that you knew your cohort a bit better.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think being in that role helped you settle in somewhere in a new university in a new country? Do you think that helped you?
I think, yeah, because it did allow me to be involved from the very beginning. I can't remember the first meeting. It was around October, I think
so. It's quite early, yeah.
I wasn't in that first meeting because I had class, but like after that, it was just like the being involved from the very beginning. Yes, it did help.
So what have you found are some of the challenges in coming to a new city? Do you think, as an international student, there has been challenges that you faced or other people have faced?
I know that every like international experience is different, so I'll talk for myself. Yeah. But for me, I just find it really exciting because I'm in a new city and like I don't know anything about Sheffield, so I'm discovering it and I'm playing tourist every single day. So I do love that side of like having to build something new, like a home, whether it's temporary or not, in a new place. I do like that. I think being an international does come with like some unique emotions and feelings, especially like in the beginning, you kind of feel alone and feelings of loneliness as well, because you have like your family that are abroad. Your siblings and just your surroundings in general. So you do have to find your new favorite places, your new surroundings, your new community. I'd say that is the biggest challenge. But I think the university does it really well, at least for the SU. I don't know if you participated in like the induction week and orientation week when you first came.
Was it just the like the events happening at the SCU in the concourse?
Yeah, in the beginning of like before.
I believe
classes.
I did. Yeah. I mean, we had some of them,
okay.
But I didn't really go for them.
No. It really helped me to like really feel just put foot into the university and the UK as well. Mm. And I think they did like in the first day they did a city center tour, which was really helpful because when you just came and you're first student, first time. Well, an international student, you don't really know the city. That really helped to have like guides that show you around. So yeah, I'd say that was like the main thing.
Yeah. And I remember you said before when we were sort of doing the pre-meeting for this interview that you thought Sheffield seemed a lot like Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Has it lived up to the hype?
Yeah, I do feel like it's like Stars Hollow. Mm. It's just, Sheffield is so random, but in a good way, like in a positive way. Like last time during Easter break, I don't know if you've heard about it or you went, but there was like a duck race, but it's like a plastic. It's a plastic. Yeah. But I love that it was in Endcliff Park, and that just reminded me of Stars Hollow, because if you watch Gilmore Girls, you'd know that they just do the most random events.
Yeah.
But it's just really fun, and it's that community, and they really value it in Sheffield. Just feel like you can interact with a lot of people just going to cafes and everything.
Mm.
So I like that.
Yeah.
It does feel like a big village.
And it was well about community, and I was just wondering, through the events you did, you talked about getting into some freshers stuff. How did you make friends, or how did you build your community in Sheffield?
I think the induction week and orientation week really helped because you had activities, and so many activities, and because everyone is new and everyone is there for to, how do I say this? But yeah, it's induction week, so everyone is there for the same reason, to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it was less daunting to like go up to people or a group of people or just someone who's on their own and to just be like, hey, how are you doing? And just start the conversation. So I do feel like that really helped, because I wouldn't have done that if it was like after, because it feels more daunting. It's a bit, it's not weird, but sometimes people take it, you know, don't necessarily welcome it when you just randomly go up to someone and like, hi, whether when it's like induction week and you have activities and the purpose of it is to meet other students, I feel like it makes it really easier.
Yeah.
I feel like I did meet a lot of people during those 2 weeks and we're still friends. So
yeah, great.
So that was really helpful to like build a community. I will say that it does take time to like form these like the close connections, which is, you know, fair. I think with anything it just takes time. So I think if anyone is watching and then eventually, you know, feels alone in the beginning of like the first few months, it's okay. I think that is just, it's normal. But eventually you will find your little community and you'll build it. And yeah,
so. Fantastic. That's brilliant. Thank you.
So Armin, did you find when you came here with the induction week, was it similar kind of thing that really helped you settle in, or what did you find? What was your experience like?
I felt, well, I really wanted to get the freshers experience, so I didn't really participate much in the orientation week as much. I was a lot like I didn't really get on with my flatmates that much in my accommodation. I lived in Allen Court. It was full of international students in my flat, but I ended up like going into the next building and meeting my current flatmates now. So you know, we spent that whole week together. We'd go out, we'd hang out together. That was more of my vibe. It's like integrating myself, meeting people. I would like pop into one or two events here and there. I think I tried to go on a walk once with my law school, but like I couldn't find anyone. Like maybe no one turned up, so that one was missed. But that was how my first week looked like. Yeah.
Do you think that coming as international students, it's been difficult or easier to integrate with British students? I think there's often people talk about, you know, there's maybe it's sometimes a bit segregated and sometimes hard to break down a barrier between. How have you found that interacting with the Brits who are not international students?
Yeah, I mean, so in Kenya I went to, it wasn't really an international school, but it was like, we have a big British culture in Kenya, right? So I was quite accustomed to what I would expect. And also, I didn't really mention, but I work at the SU now. I started off as an academic rep, like most of the amazing people I meet on a daily basis, because that's what I do with my job. And that helped, So I really liked when she was doing some nice promo for the academic reps and stuff. We love that. So that helped me to get accustomed with everything. I also was really involved with like our law society. So it's called Ed Bram. So I think I'd encourage anyone to get involved with like your degree society, because they have like a lot of law competitions that they host. And I would participate in that. I'd meet new, I'd get matched with new partners. I'd talk to them. I'd learn what city they're from. That really helped me get like accustomed and feel comfortable within my course and a bit more integrated. Yeah.
What about you? Would you say similar?
Yeah, I haven't really interacted with so many locals, but I think it's just. Yeah. I think it's just because it's different. Maybe goals. I think especially as postgrads, we're here for a year, and international students, I feel like maybe we want to do so many things. So we're obviously at. We go to these like events, whereas maybe local postgrads have already had their like uni experience previously, so it might just be different, and their goal might be somewhere else. Yeah, I think it just depends.
So you came for your postgrad, for your master's. It's 1 year conversion, is it?
Yes.
And then you were here for your undergrad.
Yes.
When you did your undergrad in business, did you find that the experience of making friends in an undergrad like had to change when you became an international student as a postgrad, or do you think there was any similarities or differences between kind of how you had to make friends or put yourself out there? Or
I did my undergrad in Morocco, so I think it might be different, but I think it does compare, like it is, there's a difference, because as an undergrad you just went out of high school, think you're there's like, it's a different phase of life, so you're probably more excited. It's really a new experience. Whereas postgrad, so in my cohort, we are all from different backgrounds and different ages as well. So I feel like we all have different responsibilities. We have parents in the class and then younger students. So it is like very different.
And Armin, you were talking about how you sort of didn't get on with your flatmates, and I think that can be quite a common experience where people come to uni and they think they're going to move in with people and kind of have that immediate click or that immediate friendship. And so how was it for you as an international student but also as an undergrad, sort of not having that immediate connection or click, and like how did do you remember what that was like and how it felt? And
it's interesting to that, because so first of all, I mean, I did my research, right? So I was like, okay, what would be an accommodation with like a good balance of social life and academic life? I ended up being like, oh, Encliff, which I think is the most social one. But anyways, I was like, oh, let me apply to Encliff. So I didn't get Encliff, I think because I applied a bit late. So I go Allen Court, I'm like, you know, I'm sure I'll still have a good social life and everything will be fine. My flatmates were okay, I just didn't click on with them that much. Also because they were getting used to the new culture of Sheffield, being in the country as well. So I could relate with one or two of them, that helped. I'd say I joined the like Allen Court group chat on Facebook, and I think anybody who's watching can, if you're coming to the university, join your respective group chat that you can find on the Facebook accommodation page. And then I found my friends in the other building, and I mean, that's what I tried to do. I just tried to put my foot forward. As she said, it really helps, because if you're coming into the same period as an undergrad or even a postgrad, everyone's looking to make friends. So everyone's a bit more accustomed to meet up and everything. But I can definitely see the challenges of a student who's coming at a different period where there's not many people who are coming in as well, and some people are really a bit more established. So I definitely didn't have it bad. I really enjoyed, I think I was quite fortunate in my position. Yeah.
So picking up on something you said before, Armin, about being involved with the SU now, you started as an academic rep, now into the SU. What do you do at the SU, and how come you've ended up working there?
Right, so I'm an academic rep facilitator for the social science faculty. So as I started off as an academic rep because in high school, well, I was a complete joker in middle school, but in the last 2 years, I was like, okay, let me do some serious stuff. So I applied for the head boy position, I got that, and I liked being part of the community, getting people's voices heard, just being part of those spaces where decisions are being made. And I said, okay, the academic rep system seems pretty perfect for this, so let me give it a go. So I'm happy I joined my first year, because I then applied for this position in my second year. So I was fortunate enough to do it for year two and year three now. And that's what I do. I mean, what we do is we just help try and ensure we can advocate for reps' rights in student subcommittees. So, you know, student subcommittees, as you guys know, are the meetings you can have between yourselves and lecturers, try to reflect your cohort's views. So we just ensure that there's good enough dialogue being made, you're well equipped and well trained, we can support you if you need to. So I enjoy it.
And do you know much about what the SU do in terms of supporting international students, like the International Welfare Officer? What's the kind of thing that you ran on your campaign, or the other people that won with the campaign, and stuff that international students can get involved with at the SU?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that, because there's a lot of things that not a lot of people are aware of, even myself, until I actually applied for the, like I started running for the position, and I had to like see what safeguards are actually put in place, what's available to students. There are a number of things. Your first point of contact, let's just say if you're doing a course, it's more likely that you're going to have an academic tutor or a personal tutor. That's a good point of contact, because that person is going to be accustomed to you for the next 3 years or next 2 years or next year, because they know what modules you're studying, they're in your course, they can help you with anything welfare-wise. But if you want to come to the SU side, you can get in touch with the International Welfare Officer, or you can visit, we have many student services. We have the General Student Advice Center, and there's also a service I used recently called the International Student Support and Advice Center. Sorry, Advice Compliances. So those things all tackle, they'll have different objectives. So ISAC, the last one I just mentioned, is if you have any questions about visa compliances, anything to do with your stay in England. So I've used those services, it's very helpful. And the Student Advice Center is just a general center that is quite accessible. Those are quite a few of the things that people who are running for that position I was running for were really trying to direct students towards. There are also lots of bursaries, scholarships, which I was fortunate enough to get, that helps alleviate the financial pressure of coming to university here. But I'd say it's always a safe bet to email your International Welfare Officer. Or even if you're an academic rep, if you're a student, you can talk to your academic reps. They can point you in the right direction. Lots of safeguards, lots of mechanisms. Yeah.
And where would you find that? So if you were an international student who needs some advice or has some issues, where exactly would you go, online? Is it the Sheffield website, or what would you do?
Yeah. So usually you get emails in newsletters I like searching for information, but I like when it's presented to me. So I'd always wait for those emails. And for example, there's you get global campus opportunities, there's the International Student Committee. Those things are really good because it's in a digestible format, and it tells you what events are coming, what advice is offered, what support you can get in those newsletters. Mm. You also have things like International Forum that's listed there. Those are forums where you can go talk about things that are impacting your learning, things you like, any experience you have as an international student. Or you can just search International Students Sheffield, and it takes you to a webpage with all that information, both on the SU and the university's website.
And just to pick up on what Armand said about emails, I think in the beginning we get so many emails and it can be extremely daunting. Mm-hmm. But I would say keep an eye on the emails, because I feel like there's so many opportunities and information in the beginning of the year. And that would be really nice to know and be informed. Mm-hmm. That way you can join the opportunities that are aligned with what you want.
What would be one piece of advice that you would, if you're talking to yourself on day one, what's a piece of advice that you would give to yourself?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd say do what you did, because I'm happy with the level of balance I had in terms of my openness to make friends, how I would check the emails. I'd say take it easy, because it's hard. It can be really easy to draw up these really big expectations and really draw up this big plan for you. But things, everyone would say this and I would be like, are you sure? But I can vouch for it now. Things just unfold. Mm. Things just unfold. That's why we're in this position now. Because everyone's in the same boat as you. Mm-hmm. You can find, one of the things I was trying to advocate for when I was running was finding your people, finding your community. Sheffield is really good at that. That's why we're the number one SU. And also, I love the people here. Mm-hmm. Really ambitious students, doing interviews like this. So,
stop it.
So you can find people who want to participate as academic reps, people who are going to run in the same position as you, people who, you know, just find your people and things will unfold. Mm. Yeah,
that's good advice.
I'd say I I actually gave myself advice before coming, and I was like, this is 1 year, and it's a one of a kind experience, so do make the most out of it. And I'm really happy and proud that I actually did make the most out of it. So I came with like a bucket list of like what to do in Sheffield. Google Maps was like my bestie in the summer, where I was just like planning everything. I was like, this is in the area and everything. And I'd say in terms of like professional goals as well, I also had a list. And I just, again, that's why I was like, just make sure you read the emails and everything, because there are a lot of opportunities there. And don't be afraid to also pitch yourself in certain, like, if you find an opportunity, you can just pitch yourself. And yeah, just participate and make the most out of this experience.
And what about if someone was watching this and they do feel scared or worried or very uncomfortable, is there another piece of advice that you could give someone who might be feeling like, I don't know how to do that, or I'm scared to kind of put myself out there?
I think usually we have, I mean, I'll talk from personal experience. I've had this expectation that, oh, my problems aren't big enough to talk about them, or this isn't that big of a deal, or I shouldn't even lead with this. But the moment I actually opened a dialogue up with my personal tutor, my friends, my flatmates, anyone, I just got a lot of comfort in knowing that I can be related to, and things get better with time. And things happen in waves, like, you know, being a student, you do feel lonely sometimes, for example. That's something that some people might worry about. I didn't feel lonely in the beginning, but sometimes during the intermittent periods, I would a little bit. So I think it's just knowing that if you just don't feel afraid to have those conversations, because you can only feel listened to.
Yeah, I think to pick up on what he said about loneliness, I think having a support system, even if it's not people, because you just came here, it's new, you don't necessarily have a community. I think having something that I do is I have self-care at the end, like self-care days every week. And that really, really helps. And I would just go and walk around. And it really helped in the beginning because it's a new place. So instead of taking the bus, I would just walk around. And sometimes I would get lost, but, you know, Google Maps is here. So. And it was just so much fun to just look around. And I just saved these, like, shops or, like, cafes. And it just really helped to feel like I have control over something.
Yeah. And thank you for such honest and balanced accounts of what it is like to be a student. Because I think what sometimes, in the excitement, in the newness, in the kind of discovery of opportunities and everything, we can forget that there's ebbs and flows, and actually sometimes you do feel lonely. So thank you guys for giving quite honest and like experiences. Thank you. Potentially on a lighter note.
So where if you're going to tell someone coming to Sheffield one secret, what's your favourite place?
Yeah, what are
favorite
you gatekeeping?
Place in the city?
You want to go first?
Yeah, go. I have so many places.
I just know you had that bucket list. I want to know what's on that.
It's massive. I have so many places. I can't choose one.
Choose five.
Okay. Five is good. Five. I'd say, in terms of places, the Kelham Flea Market. I just love it. I love collecting postcards. So the first time I went, I found like this box of vintage postcards. It was so much fun to just like look through the messages and also buy a couple ones. I'd say in terms of cafes, Palm Kitchen. It's fully vegan or vegetarian, and the cakes are so good.
I'd say the Students' Union for sure. No, I'm joking.
Western Bank Library.
I think it's called Norfolk Heritage Park.
Okay.
There's a recreational area, and my flatmates would go, we'd go there on like one of the hills. The sunset's nice, the trees surrounding you all around is like a big field. It's really cool. That's like my gatekeep spot, because apparently, I mean, judging from your reactions, I don't think you've heard of it before.
Nope. Secret's out.
Yeah.
It's like past the train station and like the monument and like a bit further there. Yeah, it's really cool. That's my spot.
So another segment of the podcast that we're kind of doing at the moment is, where have you failed most successfully? So do you have an example of where you've failed most successfully?
This is actually a big one, but before I came here, I was working on my home decor and lifestyle brand for a year, and I failed successfully.
Yeah.
But so everything went smoothly. I was working on the designs. I got my samples. Was really happy. Was working with local artisans in Morocco. Mm-hmm. And the samples were great. My parents and siblings were so happy because I brought them it was like mugs and plates. But then when I started the production, the products that came back were awful. Mm. It was really, really bad, and I couldn't sell them because they weren't food safe. Mm-hmm. And also everything was just the glazing, the coloring, everything was really off. Mm-hmm. And so I had to take a step back because I didn't have any more savings to start a new production. And so I consider that a failure, because it is unfortunate that I couldn't sell my products and just like launch my brand. Mm-hmm. But I do consider it a successful failure because it did teach me a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I faced so many obstacles during that journey, so many losses, so many negative situations, but I always like came out learning something, be it about myself or just business in general. And so next time, if I ever want to continue working on this brand or even just start something new, I know that I would do it more informed, just more knowledgeable about business. So yeah
that's such a great example. Thank you so much.
I'd say it's when I ran for that officer position I keep mentioning, because so as much as I didn't get it, it was actually really interesting to see how many people were supporting me. Because, you know, you rarely get an opportunity to put yourself out there and ask people to support, get your friends to support you, see what society think of you. That was fun.
So thank you so much for coming to talk to us today, and for being so honest and giving your insight and telling us a bit about your stories and your experiences of being international students at the Uni of Sheffield.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you very much for coming on. And for more information, follow us on our Instagram @ForgingSheffield.